Janet, appreciate your time. Back home for a couple of Big Ten matches this weekend. First tomorrow night against Maryland, and then Sunday afternoon against Rutgers. A road trip out east. Obviously, 0-2 is not what you want. You do have a young team. How would you assess the season so far?
Oh, you know, it's a young team that's taken some knocks. And, you know, I think that's the hard part is having them stay positive. But certainly not the result, but the effort that we gave a bit against Penn State, the belief that they played with, you know, when we broke that game down and said, let's just do this in small chunks and see how long, you know, we can keep Penn State off the board, and certainly did that for 109 minutes. So I think it has given them a little bit of belief in themselves, but it also kind of the understanding of what it really feels like to play a Big Ten game with 100% effort. And that's something that's really tough for a young team. They play so many club games as young players that it's really hard for them to understand all-out effort for 110 minutes. And I think they get that now. And that's going to be a huge step for us moving forward.
Generally speaking, if you're not there, you see other teams take advantage of it. Do they sense when an opponent is not going at 100%?
I think it's just they win more balls, they get to things faster, they're anticipating, and it's not a conscious, I'm not going to try. It's just understanding how mentally engaged you have to be for 90 minutes. It's more of a mental focus than it is a physical fitness sort of thing, and that's a growing, it's a maturation thing to understand what that looks like and feels like. And the players came off the field not just physically exhausted, but mentally exhausted. And I said, that's what it's like. It is 90 minutes of staying focused, of always anticipating what's going to happen next, of being in the moment and never taking a break. And to feel that for the first time, it's like anything else. You go, oh, that's what she's been talking about for 7 games now.
How much do you relish that as a head coach? And are you able to kind of go, I love it, light bulb came on, and I can take the long view here and watch them develop? Or do you lose the sleep when the losses come and it's still frustrating? Because every coach wants to win now, and there's a lot of Illinois programs right now that have the youth movement going, a lot of underclassmen that are on the starting rosters. How do you take it all in at this point?
You know, you still have sleepless nights. I won't disagree, because you never know when that moment's coming, when that light bulb's going to go off. And, you know, there's probably still some players who still have to figure that out and figure what that feels like. So there's sleepless nights, because you're always thinking, what can I do to accelerate this learning process? What can I do to help them understand? And, you know, I think I've been in the game long enough to know that, you know, you ride the roller coaster. And I tell people all the time, the roller coaster ride is a lot less scary than it used to be. The lows aren't as low, and the highs aren't as high even. And you realize that it is a process, and you know, you've got athletes that are trying what they feel like is their best and their hardest, and they don't know that there's something beyond. I showed our players the other day, our heart rate and GPS data is way different in that Penn State game than it's been all year long, and they have seen that and felt it and figured it out. So, you know, you try to accelerate that process, because you do want to win. You want them to win. You want them to get the fruits of their effort. That was what was so frustrating about the Penn State result, was that 42 seconds kept them from really celebrating the effort that they put in for 110 minutes. You know, I think you come out of that with a point and you go, yeah, I mean, that's we've never gotten a point at Penn State. You know, Penn State hasn't been on this campus in 5 years. That's the last time we played them here on our campus. So we've been in this situation of having to go to their territory for 5 years straight. And this was probably the best in terms of result. And we didn't play great, and Penn State certainly outshot us, but the effort was phenomenal. And, you know, you want them to be rewarded for that, and you want those results to come. And, you know, I think they will, but you don't know when.
We're talking with Janet Rayfield, head coach of Illinois soccer program. They have a couple of home matches tomorrow, 7 o'clock against Maryland at the Illinois Soccer Stadium, and then Sunday afternoon at 1 against Rutgers. Some neat outreaches you're doing and some promotions with that.
Yeah, you know, we're so excited to be home, you know, having played 7 games on the road, and I think that's going to help us. You know, your energy is sometimes that much greater when you're on your home field and you've got the crowd. And we have two of our favorite promotions, both in the same weekend, Socktoberfest. You know, we used to call it Soccer Fest, but you know, it's a way for us to celebrate soccer in this community, and it's great. The Illinois Football Club is having their tournament this weekend, so there's going to be tons of young players in the community this weekend, and you know, free root beer and brats, and really exciting time to bring people out to celebrate fall and to celebrate soccer. They kind of go hand in hand.
I see the signs on cars for the club soccer all over the place. It's a big thing here in town.
It is. You know, the Illinois Football Club has been around for a long time. There used to be a little Illini soccer club. It's who Ella Masser played for. I mean, it's a big thing. And in Illinois in general, and in any of the surrounding areas, there'll be teams here, certainly from Chicagoland and St. Louis and Indianapolis, and teams from all over. And, you know, that's an exciting time for them to have the opportunity to see, you know, top-level women's college soccer is phenomenal. So hopefully a lot of them will come out and see the game on Friday night and get pumped up for their own games on Saturday.
And then Sunday, you'll have the kids out.
Yeah. Again, one of our favorite promotions. I think you see more smiles on that day, no matter what. But we'll put 100 kids out there in T-shirts and have them play against the 11 Illini that we can put out on the field. And yeah, they always have a great time. It's a little bit like, you know, trying to find a worm and all the chickens are running around. It's sort of hidden out there with all the little legs that are running around. But the kids just love it. They love playing against the people that they see out there. They're in their uniforms. They love getting on our game field. And, you know, it's all genders and all sizes. And they absolutely just laugh and smile and have a great time while they're playing soccer. And you just love to see that.
Janet Rayfield from Illinois Soccer, thanks for your time. Good luck.
Absolutely. Thank you.